Halloween app. I don't know what to tell you. Exorcist shit. The power of Christ compels you. Scary movies, candy, and all that shit. Episodes, CDJ 96.
Oh, I like that. I think I need to just start waiting to give you the beat at the end. I think you need to just get it sprung on you because I think that's the best one.
That was a really good one.
Lately. Well, except for that one that Jeff pulled up from way back.
Episode 5 or something.
Yeah, was it that long ago?
It was in the archives, though.
Yeah, it was definitely an oldie. I was just trying to make some money. Was it a goodie? I don't know.
We had some fucking rough pods at the beginning. Some really rough.
Oh, my God.
Ones.
I feel like if it wasn't a technical difficulty, we just sucked.
We were bad. We were really bad.
Now we're just kind of bad.
I don't know, though. I felt like we had some of our best ones in the beginning. They might have not sounded good, but they
Were good. Yeah, they weren't terrible.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And here we are. Episode 96, back in the mix. I'm Chuck.
Oh, the mega mix.
I'm done.
And I'm Jesse.
Welcome back. We're getting close to Halloween, as everybody knows. We usually have a pretty good Halloween episode. I feel like,
I was thinking that today. I was like, man, I don't know why I don't have any Halloween music queued up. I'll have to get some ready.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. That's easy enough.
Yeah, exactly. I got it all.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure Michael Myers won't mind.
What do we got? We're going to go over our favorite horror movies? What are we thinking?
Well, first off, might as well, just because you said Michael Myers, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't heard it out there, but I don't think anybody really cares. The last installment of the Halloween movies came out.
But is it the last one?
I don't know.
I heard it was fucking trash.
It was just a weird angle to take it. I think the first one was good, and then the wheels fell off as far as the past three.
I don't know. I just heard it was trash.
I didn't realize that... Michael Myers had a sidekick till this.
Okay,
one.
So can I? All right, here's what I think about the whole sidekick thing. So you know when he did you see the movie yet, Don?
No, I didn't. But it's alright. You could spoil it. I'm most likely not going to watch it.
It's Michael Myers. You know what happens? He kills people. So there's like a there's a kid in it. I guess you'd call him like his apprentice, maybe. Either way, this
Corey.
Kid, is that his name? I hated the kid that played him. He pissed me off.
If he had an apprentice, there's no way the fucking series is over.
He dies. Let me get what I was saying. I'm already going off subject. All right, so you know when he grabbed him and he had like the flashback of all the things that happened. I think it's because he like put his entity or soul into him, right?
I guess.
Kind of, maybe.
Yeah, but then what happened in the beginning of the movie during the first babysitting shit?
I think that was just truly an accident, and maybe that's how he picked him. Because he already had a kill under his belt. But either way, so the reason I think that, because you know how it ends? At the very end, it goes like his mask. Remember when he grabbed her and she had like the same flashback that the kid is? I think they're going to make another one. It's going to be her. She's going to be the killer.
What, the daughter?
No, the mother. Because you know how Michael Myers grabs her and then she has like the same flash, like sees all the same things that the kid saw when he grabbed her. When he grabbed Corey. Was that his name?
Yeah, I just don't understand how pretty much half the movie they write out that... Lori's granddaughter is like an accessory to murder. Like she's like burn the whole town down. Doesn't really know that the kid's actually killing the cop or other people, but like she's like in for it. Like, which is crazy. Like, I don't know, like she's an accessory to murder. But the whole, I guess, the end of the movie when she's like writing the book or whatever, and she's like, he'll take shape, because originally he was known as like the Shape.
Yeah.
You know, he's like the boogeyman.
He's the yeah.
But like also they put into a thing like as he killed people, he got stronger kinda. Like when he went down the tunnel and then he killed the first guy and then the second guy.
And you seen him get stronger. Yeah, yeah, he was like he stabbed him once and he was like, ah, and he gave him like the 10 in a row.
But like how do you sprinkle a love they like sprinkled a love story into it, which was I don't know, and a bully thing. They always keep going back to this bully theme, and they were like, oh, Lori, you bullied a weird guy, and then he killed people. Like, nah, bro, like, this dude was fucking psycho. Like, is the difference between bullying and the dude was, like, a straight psychopath from the beginning? Yes, those kids in the LeBaron, which was a fresh LeBaron, were bullying him.
That was a conquest. I don't know why they called it.
No, but he did say a LeBaron.
It pissed me off because I said, that's a conquest.
All I could think was Freddy. You didn't get a LeBaron.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly right. He even kind of was like him. Little bitch.
But I just don't understand, like, the first movie in this three series, like, the, I don't know if you call it a, it's not a prequel, it's like a continuation of the first two movies they, like, left off. The first one was really good. Like, the first one was going somewhere. I think we actually went and seen it together in the movie theater.
Yeah, the first one. I think me,
the
you,
the second
and my,
one was batshit crazy.
Wasn't like me, you, my sister, and Kristen, I think. I think all four of us.
Yeah, we knew the kids behind us, Yao.
Yeah,
shout
we talk
Yao.
About Yao every time. Every time we talk about Michael Myers, we talk about Yao.
But, like, then the wheels fell off the fucking thing of the second movie.
I didn't like the second one. I
just
like this
don't
one
know
either.
Where they were going with this whole thing. Like, even the third one, like, why didn't you just do it straight? Michael Myers, Laurie, The Last Showdown, which it got to that, but...
It was corny.
It was corny.
But I feel like they overthink things when they're making a series like
Yeah,
that.
They don't want to be, like, too repetitive. But, like, these movies were based upon, like, very simple situations. Like,
stick to
Hellraiser
it.
Was simple. Like, I felt like not super simple. I mean, obviously, like, the box was a little weird. But, like, it was, like, it stayed by those rules.
Yeah, I don't know. I just stick to the old. He's a fucking killer. Let him go out there and kill her. Kill.
Yeah, kill.
Like, he doesn't need a... Yeah, kill! He doesn't need a fucking an apprentice and all that shit. Like, I feel the same way. Stick to the old school. What, you know, works.
If you're gonna have the apprentice, like, I liked. So the beginning of the whole fucking movie was like blah. It was like, okay, I'm into
it. It didn't get good
till
like.
And then as soon as he takes the mask, I was like, all right, this is the shit. But then they should have just rolled with that. Then, like, he killed Michael Myers, took it over, and that was like the new age shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like it. I wasn't into it. And
yeah,
like
no,
I said,
I honestly don't think I'd be into it either.
I had to watch it. I like forced myself because I busted out my ankle and I needed to watch something this week. So I did do a deep dive into a lot of like horror shit just because it's Halloween. It almost like forces me into getting into shit. On Amazon, they had the 101 best like horror scenes in movies. And it was like a lot of shit from like movies I've never seen. Like, but some shit you would never watch, dude. Like, even the people that were talking about it were like, they must have been given, like, a list of stuff to watch. And they're like, I probably wouldn't have really watched that on my own time because it was, like, really fucked up. There's some movies that are fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, Last House on the Left, the original one. Wes Craven's, like, first or second movie.
Yeah.
Dude, it's, like, about, like, a home invasion and these dudes, like... Like, pretty much, like, rape these girls. Like, dude, it's like, fuck. It's like, and it's made with, like, a real, like, camcorder. Like, because it was in, like, the 70s. Yeah. So, like, there's movies, like, back then that made people feel, like, really uncomfortable the way they shot it and stuff. You know what I mean? So, it's harder to do that nowadays, I think, because people don't go back to the basics of making horror.
Yes.
Well, that's what
people
a lot
get
of it,
too gory. It's all about gore now.
Well, not even that. I think a lot of the gore is like when it is gory, it's CGI gore. That's why. Did you watch Terrifier, the first one?
I didn't.
So that's why I think people are like, ugh, that movie's so gross and disgusting because it's such a low-budget movie. It's old school. They use all the old school like gore and shit. Like, there's like blood squirting out of necks, but it's not. There's no CGI at all in that movie.
Yeah.
The first one.
Well, that's a
I heard the second one's pretty wild.
Yeah, we were saying that. Did you end up watching the first one?
No, I didn't.
I watched it the other night. Dude,
I just like, I don't know. I also get scared when people are like, oh, people were puking when they seen it.
So the first one is actually the second one because there's another movie that's got the same guy in it, but it's not called Terrifier.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's like the Nun and the Conjuring movies.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because
There's gonna be the Crooked Man that is gonna be like the next.
Well, I mean,
one
this isn't a spoiler alert because you know there's another one. So at the end of the first one, he shoots himself in the head, but then he comes back to life. So he's almost like supernatural.
I mean, that's which is Michael Myers is super. That's what they put like. His,
but
like,
maybe the first one. I never saw the very first. Not whatever the other one is before Terrifier. I never saw. So maybe they explain more of it in that one.
I forget
one,
if it's like Funhouse it was called or something like weird like that.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, you have to look it up. But some of these like indie horror films just get like. I mean, there's some shit out that's coming out this year. I feel like because they're pushing the envelope and some stuff.
Yeah.
The exorcism shit like kind of freaks me out, and I don't really like to watch some of it, depending on what it is or. I don't know. Some of the stuff is just like, some shit really scares people. You know what I mean? So you don't like go to watch that shit. Like there's some shit that I'm just not into. So I'm not going to know what's one movie. Can you name one movie that everybody talks about as far as a horror movie? And you're like, I just don't want to watch it.
All Hallows Eve was the name of I guess he was in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, do you know a movie that you just like got the synopsis of or like what happens in it? And you're like, I'm kind of all set with watching that movie because I heard it's fucked and it's scary.
Yeah, a lot of movies. I'm usually...
Ones I know it's a big one. It's like on everybody's top. But I remember my friends went to go see it, and I'm like claustrophobic too, is The Descent.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week, I think. And I've never seen that one. I almost watched it the other day. The one movie that Lindsay's seen that I haven't seen. She goes, I seen that when it came out. I'm like, okay.
Don't you hate that?
I'm like, that's cool. You've never seen any fucking movie ever, and the one that I want to watch you've fucking seen. That's cool.
And I feel like just
she
because...
made, so I got her to... She's going to watch Logan. So I had to watch The Notebook. Well, I slept through most of The Notebook. And it was whack. You said it was this great movie.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
I'll pull it back up
in
the archives.
No, I did not, because I never watched the whole thing.
Wait a minute. Notebook?
Yes.
I think it's a good movie.
Yeah, it might have been him, dude, because I never seen the whole thing.
It's
I just
you, then.
Seen the
I really do. I think
but
it's a good movie.
The last 20 minutes fucking made me cry my eyes
I feel
out.
Like it is just every cliche from every love story
no,
ever put
see
it on
that,
one movie.
No, I feel like it's different. I like the whole. All right, so it was more real to me.
We're having a notebook breakdown.
No. Just hand me out real quick, right? The whole Alzheimer's thing. I never seen that play out in another movie ever like that. The premise of the movie is she came down with Alzheimer's, and every day he would go and visit her in the nursing home.
I saw it.
To her to get her to try to remember, and finally one day she snapped out of it. We're like, oh shit,
51st
she snapped
date,
out of
right?
it.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I said it's 51st dates.
Except before 51st dates.
No, I don't think it was.
No,
this was a book first. Notebook was around for years, bro. This was way before 51st dates. That's an old story, is what I'm saying.
It's 51st dates.
Not really.
Adam Sandler don't read Nicholas Sparks.
51st dates is a funny version of Notebook.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Come on, brother.
But what I'm saying is, like, for me, like, my, like, where it got me was when the woman came out of it and then didn't recognize him again, right? So my grandmother died of Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
and I remember how hot
too.
It was
my
for my grandfather
too.
To see her like that.
Oh, see,
like,
it was the opposite. My grandmother hated my grandfather. She was like, "Why, you just fucking get out of this house?" Her whole life. She was mean to everybody. And I had to carry her.
Yeah, but I feel like that was the old school thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, dude, she was so mean to him. Always mean to him. Anyway, sorry. you did the opposite.
That's scary. I was just like, something popped into my head. That was so weird. I don't even know where the story came from, but somebody told me the other night that their parents like had sex so much and had so many kids. It was like an older couple. They had like 13 kids that the doctor made them do separate rooms in their house because if she had another pregnancy, she would like die in
She's
the pregnancy.
Gone.
Crazy.
Man. Now what I was thinking when somebody told me that, I was thinking, is that what separate rooms like came from? Was that the first time he's like, you know what you guys are going to do? Just gotta do.
Well, maybe because back in the day they were fucking. There was always 1,000 kids.
Fucking. Well, 13 kids.
Nothing else to do.
Cash.
Yo, my mother had over 50 first cousins. My uncle
That's
Vic.
Insane.
My uncle Vic, who just passed away, God rest his soul, was the last remaining one of 14 kids. My grandmother was one of 13. My grandfather one of 14. Grandmother one of 13. She had over 50 first cousins. My mother. It's fucking wild.
But that's insane.
That's what
Uncle Vic
think
was
that COVID
the last
has
one.
A reason. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, back then, the price of living was so much cheaper. You could go and have a fucking family like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but they could have like a famine that wipes out half your family, dude. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, they had a new... The new one came out. It didn't take, though.
No wonder why they had like religious... When like, we're not doing any parties, no birthday cakes, no nothing. We have 13 kids. We can afford it.
Oh, man. Well, think about it. These kids were all sharing fucking bunk beds and sharing rooms together.
They used to sew them into bed together. So they'd be like warm in that bitch.
Yeah, depression, baby.
And that's so many crazy. Things we take for granted now, right? My great grandfather was a fucking farmer, and he raised 14 kids. Built a house and raised all 14 kids.
I mean,
kids
there are a lot of farmers markets house. Around these days. I don't really know if I'm making the cash to pay $2,000 a month for my apartment.
So, Terrifier 2, I'm just reading.
We went way off track.
That was a good bring back.
Yeah. So I just read the synopsis. It says, resurrected by a sinister entity. Art the Clown returns to Miles County to terrorize,
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
So he's not supernatural. Well, he's not, but an entity is.
You know what I get so pissed off about is when people... So, like, you see a preview. So I know how people I watch all the time do, like, the reactions.
Yeah, like,
to
like the preview for Halloween that made the movie look completely different than what it actually was. I mean,
well, no, what I was saying was the people that don't even know enough, they do, like, a review. Dude, I seen a review. So there's an It show, I said it before, that's coming out in a couple years on HBO. It's called Welcome to Derry. Somebody threw like a, you know, like a fan-made, but it was all scenes from the original movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy did a whole review on it. Like it was the fucking review to the show.
Yeah, I've seen people do that. Like, or people will think
but
that,
you
like,
can't
the
tell.
Fan, I don't know, maybe someone.
I mean, there's some fan shit that's really dope, but I feel like
so there's
some
I feel like they pull from other movies, too, that person may have been in, and they just make it look like that.
Yeah.
I know that's what happens.
They do
a
that
lot.
With, there's a YouTube, like, rap station that will be like, oh, a new song from Method Man, Biggie, and Tupac, and it will have, like, all clips from their videos over a verse that they made through, like, whatever.
Deep fake.
Somebody, Bruce Willis sold his deep fake face already.
I saw.
He's getting sick.
I saw somebody a Keanu else. Reeves ones the other day.
Yep.
That was really good.
Isn't that crazy?
Deep fake.
Yeah, it could be like your whole
I'll tell
identity.
You what, Bruce Willis has a whole bunch of movies that just came out. I don't know if you noticed, on every streaming service there's a new Bruce Willis movie. Every single one.
Well, he's always had like those straight
to... No,
he's like Van Damme. For a time, you have like 30 movies coming out.
Dude, I watched one the other day. It was so sad. It wasn't even his voice. It was someone else voicing over him. And then there was like certain parts with him talking.
Van Damme?
No, Bruce Willis. But like, it was actually kind of sad to watch because you could tell which ones he was voicing and which ones he wasn't, because it wasn't his voice, the other ones. But like, there'd be certain scenes where he only said two, three things, and it was like...
That was like the sitcom when Michael J. Fox wrote in, and he was in it.
Yeah, I never watched it.
It was good, though. No, it was like earlier in the stages. Do you remember Spin City was like with Charlie Sheen? It was originally with Michael J. Fox for the first season.
No.
Big Show. Emmy Award winning.
The Big Show had a show, too.
He did.
It was
on
trash.
Netflix. This is like, yeah, it was. Dude, speaking of crying in movies, Clerks 3.
Oh, I cried like a little girl.
Dude.
Twice.
It was like, at first, I'm not going to lie, when I first watched it, I was like, dude, this is kind of like low budget. I'm like, not
it. Was good,
it.
Though.
Like, from the beginning, I was like, these guys look horrible, too. Dude,
they are,
Jay's
they're
teeth,
old.
Jay's teeth look horrible.
Dude, I hate his teeth. I actually put that in my notes to bring his teeth up.
Like, so if you get dentures, I think, I don't know, but... So I think they look like shit for a small period of time till you go back in and they like file
I think
them back
his,
down.
I don't think
his are adjusted. They're just like...
They just got him thrown in and said, he ran out of money.
But isn't it crazy? He was in like Zach and Miri Make a Porno or whatever, which I feel like, yeah, maybe it was 10, 15 years ago, but he's...
No,
like,
he wasn't
movie.
In that.
Yes, he was. He was. Look it up.
Wait, who?
He was the double Dutch rudder.
Yeah,
yes, it was.
No. Are you sure?
That's Jay from Jay and Silent
Bob. That is.
I'm thinking of
Kevin Smith movie.
Oh, all right. I'm thinking of something else.
Kevin Smith directed movie.
Yeah, he was. That was a great movie.
But he looks like a young,
very underrated.
But he was.
He makes the boner come right.
Yeah, the short haircut.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't. That's why I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, he's a double Dutch rudder.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll do all the fucking anal scenes or whatever.
Yeah.
You grab my arm, I grab your arm, and we work.
Like double Dutch.
We just work.
Yeah.
But I also liked how they had Kevin's Silent Bob was the director.
Yeah.
And this was also an ode to Kevin Smith having a heart attack 2 years ago and almost dying. So, but I couldn't believe they pulled the double-double on you and the other... Spoiler alert.
It's okay. Yeah, Dante dies.
Dude, if you listen to our podcast, we're spoiling movies. We're only talking about them if we watch them.
Yeah, that's what we do. Oh, yeah, movies, and that's your only fucking warning you get.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, we only got 7 viewers. Anyway.
Yeah, for our 3.5 listeners.
We only got 7 viewers and Kanye's one of them.
Yeah. No, how about... Yeah. How about he goes, you're not even supposed to be here today. I was like, that was what got me.
Dude, the whole movie
shit.
Was great.
Yeah. Did you watch it? Oh.
Dude, no. Donnie, if you like Kevin Smith movies, this movie, and the dude who plays like the, he was like the Catholic guy, then he's like the dark arts guy, dude, that guy had me dying the whole movie.
Well, it's cool, too, when you go back, like all the people that they reenacted.
They're all the same.
It's all the same people.
It's the same guys from, show about the comic books? That's like a couple of the dudes, that's like his best friends.
Yeah. I like the whole thing too when they were doing like the when they were trying to get people to like to be in the movie.
Oh, and it's like
all the cameos were awesome.
People, yeah. So, that movie was awesome.
I liked it.
Actually, was like really good.
I had to buy it. That was the only way I could watch it. That on Vudu.
How much was it?
$15.
He's like, for $17, Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes will come to your house and do like a full commentary. But I think
Jay was the funniest one. Jay was hysterical.
Most sneaky upper move, dude. When they did like the weed deal, he's like,
dude, everything he did in that whole
when he owned a weed store, he's like in front, like doing
when he was like, oh, you want me to act? And he's like, he like rolled his tongue.
Would you?
He's like, no, that's acting. He goes,
yeah, that was a good flick.
Yeah, he was hilarious.
Check that one out.
How about the
funny
the girl who brought her daughter or whatever? She's like, what the fuck you motherfuckers doing?
Yeah,
and she was like, oh shit.
She came back and fucked him anyway.
The House of Dragons finale was this weekend, dude.
Did you cry as much as you cried?
This show was the best show on TV in the past 4 years.
I saw people posting about it. They were like, oh my god.
It's since Game of Thrones was good, people say, because they didn't like the last season. I did like the last season. But this show, from front to back, was some of the best acting I've seen. Slow burn, but it's going to wait. You're going to wait for whatever it is to be in the next season. This show is amazing. The actors, they switched actors halfway through the season because there's a time jump. They do deliver. King Viserys is the best actor of television this year. Patty something. He's been in a million different shows. Peaky Blinders. This guy was absolutely amazing. As well as Lord Otto Hightower, who is the bad brother in Little Nicky and the drunk kicker in The Replacements. And he like brings this show together. there's so many people in this show. I feel like I'm like accepting an award for it. It's amazing. The last episode, spoiler alert, the dragons, the deaths. This brings you to back to the deaths of Game of Thrones. It's poetic. It's drawing. It's slow. It's just what you want on a Sunday night. Bravo, bravissimo. This show is the show. If you're not watching TV, if you're not into Game of Thrones, you don't even have to be. You can watch this fucking season and be into it. It's fucking gruesome.
You don't even need to see.
Dude, there is a scene in this fucking show that they shouldn't even show on TV, and there is weird scenes in this fucking show that they should not show on fucking TV, and I don't know why they show them, but it's for cinema. Dude, this week she has a straight born's a still child.
What?
Like, by herself. Like, ah! Bloody.
What?
And then,
the fuck?
And then she prepares it for like the fucking
funeral. What the fuck?
Last week, the guy thanked the queen.
I don't think I'm in the show.
The queen because he got to kill his own two brothers. Know how he thanked her? How she thanked him? By fucking sitting there while he has like a bad foot. He like jerked off to her feet.
Yo.
Dude, there was no need for it. But that's what they're putting in the show.
What did I walk into?
The feet, jerking off the feet.
But that takes you off the feet of the show. The acting in the show is amazing. The show is amazing. When it comes back, everybody should be watching it. It is the best show on television in the past 5 years. Lord of the Rings, that finale came out. Absolutely amazing, beautiful show. The money that they spent on it is definitely seen. Every episode looks like a movie. They haven't even thought about the second season yet, which is very deterring. There was two like awesome spoilers in the last season as far as Sauron goes, if you follow the Middle Earth and Lord of the Rings stories. This show still comes second, and they only spent, Game of Thrones only spent a quarter of the money they spent. Lord of the Rings was awesome. House of Dragons is better. Both seasons ended. Thank you very much. Donnie, did you see the trailer to Creed 3 that I sent you?
You're going to hate me. I haven't watched any trailers.
I watched it.
Can we watch it? Actually, I feel like there was another trailer I wanted to watch instead.
I don't know.
But honestly, on a serious note...
But like, you got to actually put it on because on a serious note, you're not going to want to watch it, but there's another good actor that's playing the bad guy, and it looks fucking awesome. No? Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Put it on for Donna.
All right, I'm kind of interested now
and
that you say
Michael
that.
Michael B. Jordan's directing this one, and I really feel bad, but I do have a bad taste in my mouth because Rocky's not involved in this one. Something happened... You know, we talked about the rights thing a couple weeks ago and how he doesn't own any of the rights to it. So he got into an argument, but he was like leaving the franchise anyway before he said he didn't want to be involved. But whatever. Yeah. If you don't have an attachment to that.
All right, let's check it out. Hold on, let me stop this recording.
A few moments later.
If you just tuned in, we got back from the Creed 3 trailer. Donnie?
Honestly, wasn't really feeling it.
I didn't like the first movie, and I never seen the second one. Yeah. That
the
one,
first
I think...
one, I give you the second one, it was okay. It
I
was
couldn't
still,
even give
like,
him the
good.
First one.
Just like the Rocky movies. The first one's amazing. The first Rocky movie is fucking
I could not get into the first
it's
Creed.
It's not even a boxing movie. It's a love story. It's one of the. It's a fucking Oscar-winning movie. I get you. They get entertaining. They get weird. This drops the music. It gets a little entertaining. Like, you don't want to just see this movie on a boring Sunday afternoon.
I think that one looks better than the first one and the second one.
I was going to say, I would watch it. You know what I mean? Like, if I was bored and didn't have anything else going on, I would watch it once. I would probably rate it somewhere between a 5 and a 6.5. Honestly, when I like
see it. He's definitely losing the first fight.
Oh, of course.
He's gonna like get knocked out by him in the ring at the
well,
fucking
gym.
Well,
if you gym. See when you see when
you
he
can
was...
tell what's going on already.
Well, you...
but that means there's something bad's gonna happen. His wife's gonna die because she was deaf in the one before. Something's gonna
well,
happen.
Well, you could see because when he came out, when he came, when
they
his
just
boy
showed
came
the whole
out,
movie.
Yeah, when, his, when the dude that was when the dude that was in jail come out, you've seen the guys carrying all his belts. So obviously, it's gonna be a long.
And
it's
that,
gonna be him out for a while.
That dude is the quote me is the biggest actor coming up right now. And
I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
I just said his name a second ago. I'm so sorry.
But either way, like, I get it. You know, I would, like I said, I'd watch it, but I know that I'm not going to enjoy
Jonathan
it
Majors.
That much. Like, my favorite box movie of all time is Raging Bull. I think that's
I
the
know,
fucking,
but Raging Bull was also like...
It was real. It was
no,
real.
Was
that's
it?
What it was. Yes, based on a true story.
I know, but it was like a lot of like misogynistic, like fucking
yeah,
home
he,
violence weird.
And that's
I know,
who he was.
Some,
that's who
no,
Jake
I understand.
Like
I understand it's like the most true, but like I don't want to watch that when I'm. Sometimes you don't. You're not going back to watch Raging Bull like a million times. So there's some scenes in that are very fucking awkward and weird, right? No?
I don't know, man. I think it was a beautifully shot film. I thought
there's not some scenes
phenomenal.
In that that make you feel uncomfortable that you're not like, you're just relaxing. I'd watch Creed with my kid. I ain't going to put Raging Bull on with my kid till he's ready.
No. I'm not saying, like, but I'm saying Raging adult. Bull. It's just, I'm not saying, like, as a movie to watch with your kid. I'm just saying it's a better movie.
No,
than any
I'm just saying
Rocky
like a rewatch. I think the Rocky movies are like a rewatch. Like, fucking 4th of July weekend, we're gonna put
a lot of them.
Movies.
A lot of them.
I
are
like
too
Rocky.
Over, you know, like a lot of them are too over the top.
The first one, no, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm just saying the first one, I think is in I think in my top 10 best movies of all time. The first Rocky movie is in the. In my top 10.
See, I put Raging Bull in my top 10, probably, movies of all time.
That's okay.
But see, that's just different.
It is a great movie. It's just, not like I feel really good about it.
Anytime you put Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci together, come on, you got.
It's magic.
It is magic. And I thought that whole fucking movie was magic. Yeah, it may be like shit that's uncomfortable, but it's not like, you know, like a horror movie. That shit's uncomfortable compared to, but there's people that watch the same horror movie over and over again.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's why I feel like Raging Bull. I would just choose to watch that.
I just feel like the Rocky movie is like a feel good movie. Like that's all I'm saying. As far as
yeah,
that
no,
goes,
I get what you're saying.
It's a,
I get what
it's
you're
a
saying.
Boxing
if
movie,
you want to
like
be positive,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Like I'm not throwing on Raging Bull to feel good. Just like I wouldn't throw on like the Doors movie to feel good. Or I wouldn't. Throw, there's a bunch
I know,
of them.
I know what you mean. I get what
the Johnny
saying.
Cash movie is fucking very depressing at points. The Ray movie also is very depressing at points. I'm not just throwing that on to relax out.
Logan.
Yeah, yep. Logan,
it's depressing.
It's a Western, though.
I cried a couple times in Logan.
But I'm saying this movie, for three movies in, it still looks entertaining, which is cool. And you're bringing in an actor, I think, that really breathes life into the franchise.
Yes.
And Michael B. Jordan's directing this one, so I am excited to see it.
Yeah.
It's like they made him kind of a Mike Tyson-ish character.
Nah. Yeah, hell yeah. All black, all white.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I've always just gravitated more towards like boxing movies and just movies in general that are like inspired by true events and based on true events. And I don't know. I've always kind of gravitated towards that.
Ali? Do you like Ali?
Yeah, I do like Ali.
I've never seen it.
I think that's a good flick.
It is a good flick.
It's a long one.
It
it's
is.
A good flick,
it is a good flick. I was actually surprised Will Smith did a pretty
I'm not watching
solid
Will Smith's
job.
In it.
But there's been some great ones that people have never even seen, like fucking Undefeated with John Leguizamo. That one wasn't necessarily a true story, but that was a good movie overall. But like when we're talking true stories, you got one somebody up there likes me. Paul Newman plays never Rocky Graziano. That's a fucking phenomenal boxing movie. You had the Masciano movie. What's his face plays it? The guy that fucking was the director of Elf.
John Favreau
plays Rocky Marciano, the Rocky movie. That was
John
solid.
Favreau plays him.
Yeah, when he was young, though. John Favreau, when he was young, he looked completely different.
I gotta go back and watch this.
It's actually a pretty good fucking movie. It's not bad overall. So there's been a lot of good boxing movies over the years. There really has. I wasn't like even like Southpaw. I wasn't crazy
Undisputed?
About it, but I liked it.
Wesley Snipes, Ving Rhames. You heard of a little flick? No, I'm just kidding.
No, what the fuck was the one with based on the true story, the box that Hurricane.
That's a banger.
That's a banger, bro.
Real
that's
Steel.
Stop it.
That's a good movie, though.
It actually
that's
is a good
very
movie.
Good movie.
Yeah, there's been some good box movies over the years. Definitely check out somebody. Up
What's
there
the one
with
Antonio Banderas and it's like a hustle? They're about like boxing, hustling. Antonio Banderas and
I'm not even sure to be honest.
Billy, the dude from White Man Can't Jump, Woody Harrelson.
And it's a fighting movie?
Antonio Banderas and Woody Harrelson.
I don't even know that. And I like
I
both of
I don't
those
know
actors.
That one.
I love Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson's fucking the man. So I don't know, though. I don't know that movie.
I forget the name of it. But there is a movie with them that's boxing. It's great. Like a weird 2000s.
Like great fucking box
end,
movie, Hot Times. It's a bare knuckle street boxing movie, but that's a great fucking movie, Hot Times.
Play it to the bone.
Play it to the bone.
99.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah.
Antonio Banderas, no?
It's got really great reviews, let me tell you.
Horrible review.
It's got a 25% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Just on audio. Not even the whole movie.
Yeah, it's definitely Oof. Not a...
Yeah, it's a rough one, huh?
All right, moving on. I Love You, You Hate Me.
I gotta watch it.
The Bonnie documentary.
And you loved it.
I mean, no, it was like kind of all signaled in. I knew what they were going to talk about. But like the lady who designed the whole thing was a little nuts.
No shit.
Not like nuts. It was just like, she's like, I'm the mother of one son and then the mother of Barney. So her son ended up growing up. Her son like grew up and like shot the neighbor down the road with him.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Went to jail for like attempted murder.
So that's when she thought of Barney.
But Barney, very diverse show in its own right. In the first beginning, there was a Filipino girl, African-American girl. So a lot of shows at that point weren't doing it. And it was a very small show, dude. And they showed in 55 countries or 52 countries, dude. Yeah, big show. Made a lot of cash. A lot of cash. That's about it.
That was.
I wasn't a Barney kid. It was like my brother was like 2 years younger than me. All into Barney.
My mom never really allowed it. She hated Barney.
But do you see shit that sometimes will...
Looking back, I'm glad she hated it.
You don't have a kid, but oh, when man, you Barney's like with your little brother...
It's a rough one.
I don't need to have kids. Every girl you date has a kid.
Your daughter. Some shit you put on TV, a kid... Dude, you could put on like a horror movie. Your kid won't even look at the TV. You put on some shit like a young kid show, they're like... Burr. Like it's like a Miss Rachel I put on for my kid.
Yeah.
Who?
Dude.
Is that
like,
Rachel
dude,
Ray?
She is like grown. She has like 375 million views on some of her videos.
I know who Blippi is.
And the beginning. No, she's like
Blippi,
a homemade.
Oh God.
Dude, she's a homemade girl. In the beginning, they don't even show like, dude, her shit's like wicked weak. Now she's all paid, dude. She's got crazy videos. She's like, it's fucking over the top, Jess. Just put it that way. All she right, does like the Wheels on the Bus, the Halloween version. She's like the.
How's it go?
Yeah. The ghosts on the bus go peekaboo. I'm like, dude, my kid's like, burn, right to the TV, right to that. It's like they're playing secret music behind them. Speaking of secret music, can you pull up the picture of Katy Perry from the performance?
Hi, friends.
Is this her?
It's almost Halloween.
Yay. Oh, man. Yo, how many views?
What are you going
came out like a last week.
This came out October 7th. It has 10.5 million views.
Wow. That's fucking wild.
Just roll it for...
hold on, I am. I'm looking for the jam. Hold on.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
This is the shit I'm dealing with every day at home. 7 o'clock in the morning.
All
fresh.
Spooky town.
They're like, oh, you're staying home, your ankle's
busted. Spooky town.
It gets funner, Chuck. The shows get better.
You know the words?
The witch on the bus goes.
Of course I do. I listen to like 37
minutes. I don't know.
Through the spooky town.
Okay, sing along.
That's some good fucking Halloween moves, music there, Chuck.
She sings like a scary song on this, though.
She does what later on in the episode?
Yeah, it's like old John's Bones or something.
Hold on.
It's like, dude, it's a scary song from like elementary school.
Is it? No, I don't like this lady.
No, it's like old John's Bones.
Hold on. I don't know.
Does it have a time thing on it?
Well, it's a 40-minute video, but I'm just trying to go at what
doesn't
most
have
people...
like no, but it doesn't have like the time stamps.
It has like where people watch.
Dude,
but
it's
I'm
like,
trying to find, like
some like he has no skin on his bones, old John. Dude, it's like a scary
song. What?
Dude, it's a freaky. Look it up. Look up the original right. One.
Miss Rachel.
Old John. old John's Bones or something.
Old John's
Bones. I don't know if that's the name of the song. I could be wrong, but she sings this song, and it's...
I think it's a different episode. I think it's this episode.
What's the name of it?
This is another Halloween episode. Hold on. Let me see.
What's the song called, though?
Hold on. Old John's Bones, I think. different bone song.
No. Just look up Old John Bones anyway. It's just a scary song.
Old John's Bones. It's only coming up on Pornhub.
It's a scary song, dude. I'm not lying to you.
Hold on. Is it this? The Ghost of John?
Yeah.
Is this it?
Yeah. You think it's going to be a metal song or something?
You have us listening to
what?
They played for this for me in elementary school. They played for this for me in elementary school.
Oh my. All right, so talking about elementary school. So I'm looking through the comments. The first comment. This song always, this song was always really eerie for me. Back in third grade, back in the, like the late 90s, they had us sing this song in music class around Halloween, and there was this kid named John in the class too, who we all used to make fun of, which he didn't mind. We all thought it was pretty funny. What makes it even weirder? He was killed in a motorcycle accident a few weeks ago.
Ah! Doesn't he look weird with no skin on? Dude, weird song to play for kids.
Yeah.
Very weird song to play for
now
kids.
Now I'm at home singing fucking Miss Rachel.
Yeah, I mean, that
kid.
Was a weird song.
Pete the Ghost is off the bus. Go peekaboo. Peekaboo.
That was like, a weird a song fucking, for you.
When I was a kid, we had balls. We listened to No Skin On. The ghost of the bus goes, I love you. You're like, dude, give it a break. Yeah. This kid is like right on the TV as soon as you put it on.
Yeah, they all are. The that werewolf movie, Werewolf by Night, at the very end when they're playing the Wizard of Oz song.
Yeah.
Bella come running out of the fucking bedroom. She got the Wizard of Oz on. I was like, aha, it's not the Wizard of Oz.
Why does she like the Wizard of Oz? Oh, Bella. I'm talking about Nadia.
No, I'm playing. Yeah, Nadia
like,
likes
Nadia
the Wizard
knows.
Of Oz. She loves it. She loves the Wicked Witch.
I was going to act like a demonologist and be like, back up!
Dude, that show.
Back up!
He's like, get out of here! He's like, get off me!
The power of Christ compels you!
You know, that show sucked. I still got to watch the last episode, though.
Dude, it's horrible. You got to see the helmet they put on this guy. It looks like a 1980s laser tag helmet. He's like, this is the God helmet. He's like, ah! I gotta take it off! He's inside me!
G-O-D or guard? Like, the shield guard.
No, God. G-O-D.
Stop it.
Yeah. I pray to a different God than you, crossover spirit!
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he had a headache, and then he's like, I went to the hospital, they said I had the same things as a heart attack. He walks in, he had mozzarella sticks.
28 Days Haunted, if anybody wants to check it out.
Horrible.
Horrible. One of the worst things I've ever seen on Netflix.
If you want to laugh the whole time.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's supposed to be scary, but it is totally
what do they call
a
the
comedy.
Lady?
Not a familiar, a...
I don't say this, the racist thing, a sympathist.
A sensitive.
Yes, yeah, sensitive.
She was instead of a medium, she's a sensitive.
She live with no skin on.
How about and then the girl, like when they're all like the one guy, he's like, oh, I didn't know I had psychic abilities till now.
Yeah, in the
so you've been a ghost hunter for 20 years, and now you know you got psychic abilities. Oh, okay, dude.
Yeah, you went in the deprivation tank.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
If a ghost did come, you want to be in a little barrel full of water.
Yeah, drown your fucking ass.
With no skin on. The Patient finished it today.
I have to watch it.
10 episodes, dude. The ending was fucking crazy, but great
good
acting.
Ending, like
Steve
only
Carell
one season.
Great. Yeah, it was only one season. Ten.
No, I'm
episodes,
saying it's not going to be another one.
No,
the way it ends.
No, unless they do it with like a different situation.
Does he die at the end?
No answers.
So he dies at the end.
Who?
Steve Carell.
Which one?
Oh shit! There's more than one. It's him. He's the killer.
No, it's a crazy show. It's like you think he's the patient, but like he's
all
not.
The other way around.
Everybody else is the patient.
Oh shit! I like that.
But it is a good show. It was really good. FX, killing it. Welcome to Wrexham. No Skin On. FX is definitely killing it, though. Andor.
I still haven't watched it.
Dude, I can't believe you're not into this show yet.
I just haven't watched
it's crazy.
Dude.
It's just it's a great Star Wars show. It is, like, very well done. It looks beautiful. It's Star Wars for grown-ups. Said it before. It's going into the latter episodes. So the story's developing. But they're just really pulling on strings from all different aspects of the Empire rising and the rebels slowly peeking their heads out of
rebelling.
Holes. Yeah, slowly rebelling. The Curse of Bridge Hollow with Marlon Wayans, horrible. In that.
Oh, I haven't gone to that.
Oh, horrible.
Hubie Halloween's enough for me.
I actually, on the same caliber.
No, Hubie was all right.
Hubie wasn't that good.
I mean, it wasn't.
Honestly, Hubie was better than I thought.
I enjoyed it.
We got a clip. Donnie said, honestly, Hubie wasn't.
No,
I like
honestly,
hoops.
It wasn't
like
one of
hoops.
His. It wasn't one of his worst fucking movies on Netflix. That honestly was, I think, one of his better ones in recent years. I'd give Hubie Halloween a fucking like 6.57 somewhere in that vicinity.
I'd like to see his live show going on right now. He's been taking like pictures with the whole.
Yeah,
crowd.
Someone I know was just there, actually at one.
Yeah,
at,
plus Hubie Halloween's a good family-friendly show. You know, like
it is.
Yeah,
you
they
watch
got like
that,
the kids
Rage
from
and Bold
like,
just to calm down afterwards.
to offset it.
Hey, man, I watch all the fucking kid shows you're going to watch in the near future, bro. And you're going to watch some of them.
I just
fucking
played Miss Rachel, dude. I know.
And it's only going to get better, bro. That's the first one for you.
When you get to Blippi, let me know, because I got some secrets about
Blippi. I'm not into
Blippi.
That. No, there's certain shit I have, like, checked off when I'm watching Blippi's.
Well, do you know what Blippi did back in the day? Do you ever see the video of him back in the day?
I don't want to watch Blippi.
Did you?
No.
There's a video of him shitting on somebody. Like, it's like a viral video from back in the day. He's literally singing and he shits
just,
on
like,
his boy.
Or porn, like, parody?
No. He's shitting on someone, dude. I've watched an interview where he talks about it.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking wild.
It was before he was Blippi. I guess he's not even Blippi anymore. It's some other guy now.
Also, people have turned their lives around. James Gunn taking over DC. The new
all these people turned their lives around, he says.
Yeah, James Gunn did get canceled like a year ago for having like
pictures. Did Blippi really turn his life around though?
Yeah, I don't know. Steve from Blue's Clues was on the Bonnie documentary.
No.
Really looked like he had it together.
What'd he say on it? What
he was like, people get it, man. People
He's like they
Bonnie.
Wanted me.
He's like, yeah. He's like they couldn't copy me.
The real Steve.
Yeah, the real Steve.
Yep.
Bald ass.
Salem's Lot.
Oh, you went back and rewatched it. Was
it
awesome?
Cool. It was like a little mini series that brought you back to like the 70s that people like till next week. Burner. There was a couple scary scenes. There was like a little kid that twice the kid goes to like the window and scratches the window to like get invited in as the vampire. It was pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty freaky. Like I watched it in front of my kid.
Did he like it?
He was like, oh shit. He's like, that ain't no job.
He was just puking and shit. Drooling
on
himself.
Yeah, he's puking.
He's a little spit up.
I mean, as far as movies go, I could leave you with the trailer or the teaser trailer to the sequel for The Christmas Story. Produced by Vince Vaughn.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did. I sent it to you.
I didn't see it.
Original cast. I mean, whoever's alive. Vince Vaughn produced. It's coming out November 23rd.
I watched. Did you ever see The Black Phone? Did you watch that one?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I watched that.
It was good.
Day.
It was it wasn't like fucked up. I wish you got it was like the story wasn't as good as the movie was. You know what I mean? Like the story could have been like
I think
more
the movie wasn't as good as the story was.
No, I liked the movie. I liked the style.
I did too.
I liked it. I thought it was cool, but
I feel
like
you didn't see him enough.
Yeah.
That's what
and
I didn't
And they didn't
like
develop other but the outcome was cool of it.
Yeah, like, I liked the cool. The ending was cool. The ending was a little weird. Yeah, but that was a good one. I didn't know if you seen
what
that
was
one.
His name?
Who?
The bad guy?
The grabber.
Yeah, the grabber.
Yeah. With the black balloons.
He was scary as fuck.
He was when he took his mask. Like, he only had his mask off, I think, one time in the whole movie.
I was trying to tell Kristen the other day, like, one of the scariest movies I've seen. Know what I said? The Strangers.
I don't think that's that scary.
Really? The first one is fucking scary as fuck.
Lindsay says that's, like, the one she
likes. It's just, like,
too.
So real.
I mean, I'm trying to think of one that scared me
Exorcist?
More than...
Exorcist? Would you go Exorcist? Just off the rip?
No, I don't think that... I kind of find that movie kind of comical at points.
Yeah,
the devil's hilarious in it. Like, he's funny in everything, though. Whenever anyone's possessed by the devil's always got jokes. And let me tell you who else has jokes. The Terrifier has jokes. He's hilarious. He still plays a clown in it, and it's hilarious. Anyway.
I think we talked about what? We talked about horror movies, what, about a week, 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago? A little bit. Remember how I brought up the Changeling?
Yeah, I think we've just been covering it for the whole month.
In my opinion, that is the scariest ghost story movie, The Changeling. You know,
you
that,
that
actually.
And I actually clicked on
fucking...
that to watch it because you said that, and I was like, ah.
I'm trying to think of the movie that, like, scared me more than any other movie, and I don't know.
E.T. E.T. scared me when
that
I was
sad.
Out. Scared me.
When he's all white. Oh, he's all white. He's like, ah. Oh, I hate that part.
Oh, when he gets scared and runs back in the closet. Ah.
Yeah, he was. That wasn't scary though. He was just.
I feel like there was other movies that scared me that I didn't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, and I can't really.
Radio
think
Flyer.
Just radio. No, it wasn't.
No, we didn't really get into football, but that is Tua from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, I don't know what movie really scared me. Now, like when I'm really thinking about it, I don't know.
Yeah, no, there's not many. It's a very, very small list of movies that have actually
frightened
me at any
point in
time. I don't
know, like, The Shining
at points,
like, still fucks with me.
I feel
like
maybe because
of
the time it came out, The Sixth Sense kind of scared me when I was a kid. But I was a kid when it came out. Yeah. It was, like, I would say maybe that one just because of the timing of it.
Well, yeah, I think The Changeling, same thing. I saw it when I was a kid. It didn't come out when I was a kid. It came out years prior to that, but the first time I ever saw it was as a kid. So,
Or we talked about 13 Ghosts when I was younger. That movie scared me.
That
but
movie...
going back and watching it now, that movie sucked.
The Ring, the original
I was a fan
Ring.
Of that when I was younger.
No, that one I didn't.
Dude, when they open up the closet, she's like, ah.
Yeah, that one scene is scary, but the movie itself kind
remember
of was
Wrong
trash.
Remember Wrong Turn?
Yep. There's a whole bunch. You know what was
Wrong Turn?
How about you remember Cabin
dude, that
Fever?
Chick was so hot. She was from
Cabin Fever. You ever watch that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
The chick from,
I didn't see that
the
one,
chick from
what?
Wrong Turn.
Oh, you gotta watch
the chick
that,
from
man.
Wrong Turn is the I'll one from what's the Chaelina movie?
Bring oh. It On?
Yeah, that's the sister. The sister of the other kid. She's hot, bro. Sorry, babe.
Honestly, it was a pretty good movie. I don't know if it's
Wrong
still
Turn
holds
was
up.
Jeepers Creepers before
I've
the guy was actual a fucking pedophile. The director
the first
like,
one?
No, the
first Jeepers Creepers.
Yeah, but the second one's even good too. The
yeah,
third and
the
like,
first one though kind of I guess.
But that dude
me.
Like ended up being like an actual like pedophile.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry to leave it on such a bad note. I like that, but I was into the Stephen King Salem's Lot because there's other like little mini series. There's like the Tommyknockers. It was actually like a 3-night event or a 2-night event. Storm of the Century. That's a good one to watch in the winter because it's all about like a snowstorm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other one we were saying that we were talking about last time too, the Stephen King one.
It was, oh, the one on Netflix.
The Stand.
The Stand.
The original
yeah.
Stand.
I didn't get to watch that. That just actually is on Paramount Plus. They remade that.
Oh, no shit.
They remade them all.
Yeah, I'll have to watch them.
But, I mean, another great Halloween episode. I think at this point we could probably get into some music.
Yeah, that would just
football,
turn into...
Football, I mean, do we have to talk
about
football?
Just going to skip football?
You
want to
get
so?
Into football for
I
minute?
Don't care. I watched a little bit. I mean, I watched the first half of the
Patriots
game.
I feel like
game.
A lot's happened in the past couple weeks. Fucking, I don't know, a lot of surprises
right,
in the league.
Football.
What do you think? A little bit of football?
All right.
Like there's a lot of hot topics with football right now. That's why. You know what I mean?
I
feel like
Patriots
we can't just
tried
complete...
both quarterbacks.
And I
they,
felt
they
like...
what?
They tried both quarterbacks.
Dude, so...
The second one looked so good at the beginning. I was like, oh, dude, people are going to be buying his jersey tonight.
So fucking stupid.
Dude, that Monday
so
night game
stupid.
Was kind of embarrassing for you.
Oh,
guys.
Fucking terrible, bro. Everything about it was bad. So here's my issue with that. How quick New England Patriots fans were to boo and give up on Mac Jones.
Yeah, that's horrible.
The guy that was literally, we literally have the worst fucking fan base in the NFL. I understand 100% why people hate fucking Patriots fans. They suck. They're annoying. They're arrogant. They're fucking crybabies.
And it was at home. They were cold. It wasn't even cold out. It was warm.
Oh, it was fucking bullshit, man. Like at the end of the day, like how quick they were to
and
give
like,
up on
what
Mac.
What was the whole thing with
that's
Belichick
such a
saying,
spit
like,
in the
oh,
fucking
we're going to put
face.
Him back out in the second half?
No, I don't know. The whole thing was a spit in the fucking face. Because at the end of the day, yeah, I get he wasn't off to the best start this season. The guy had one of the best rookie quarterback seasons that anybody had in the history of the NFL. Last year, he... had the highest completion percentage.
I don't know if that's like relevant though. Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like numbers wise, but not like
no,
he didn't come out and like.
Well, think about, you think Peyton Manning had a great rookie year?
No, I feel like there's other people that came out and had a better like rookie year. Like
that's what you think until you look at all the numbers that go up with it. He brought his team to the postseason. They didn't make the postseason the year before.
Yeah, but there's never been a rookie. I mean, what do you call it? On the Bengals.
Joe Burrow? Joe yeah. Burrow went down during the rookie year. He didn't...
So second season. But there's never been a rookie that went to all the way the first season?
What? Won a Super Bowl and shit?
Or went to the Super Bowl? Or like did really, really good?
I know Ben Roethlisberger might have been the only
one. Dude, there's
got
to be one. I feel
no,
like
that's
one.
What you would think that. You would think that in season one, but it very rarely happens. Marino made it to the Super Bowl and never made it
oh,
back.
Oh, that's good. I mean, that's pretty good.
But like what I'm
and
saying
what do you call
is...
It, Jared...
But when I'm talking,
Jared Goff his first year with the Rams?
No, I don't know if he really got out there his first year. And if he did, I don't think he was good for the first couple of years. Goff was kind of miss a little bit. But even like I said, like his numbers, Mac Jones statistically had an amazing rookie year. There's no fucking denying that. Made the Pro Bowl, got voted into the NFL top 100 by his peers. Solid rookie year. So he starts off the year a little rough this year. Let's put things into perspective. Lost his offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, who he had chemistry with. So you're going into your second year in the league, which people always talk about sophomore slumps in second yeah. year. Your offensive coordinator's gone. They're like, oh, we're going to give you this guy, fucking Matt Patricia. He's been a defensive coach his whole career, yeah. and it sucked. So now you're going to fucking hire him to run your offense with a second-year quarterback? And I feel like they started off the season, like he didn't start off the season great, but it wasn't terrible for what it was. And then he goes down with the injury. They put in Zappe, and Zappe looked good. Not great. As soon as, like, fucking Jones went out there, that game was able to return. Fucking, they were booing him. Fucking three drives in. Your own fucking fans. The fucking, you were literally one of the best players in the league the year before. You know, especially for a rookie. Like, he was, like, running in every, like, category. We're talking a Pro Bowler. Over 20 touchdown passes. He had a solid year. So, your own fans just booing you? That's fucking bullshit. That's fucking sad. Three games in, booing him, asking for Zappy to come out there. Zappy comes out there, does good for two drives.
Two drives. And then shit the bed.
And then shit the bed hard the rest of the game, bro. Like, hard. Through two interceptions.
They had no life in the second half of the game. No life.
I feel like they fucked up.
No life.
When you put Mac out there, you got to leave him out there for the whole fucking game. You don't go out there and, oh, I'm going to let you do a few drives. Oh, you did bad on those few drives. I'm going to fucking bench you. Let the guy go out there. He's getting his feet wet.
The original Patriots style of playing isn't, like, entertaining. Brady made it entertaining. Like, they play great by the book. They're, like, strategic plays by the book. Belichick is, it's a chess game.
Yes, but you still got
Brady's the one that made it entertaining.
Yeah,
I feel like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's like, at the end of the day, you still got to make the plays, though.
Yeah.
And
I feel like a lot of them have been right in people's hands, as far as receivers go, on the Patriots. It's just like, they've had, Zappy had a great fucking, a couple throws before.
Had a couple great catches, like he's made, that have also padded Zappy's stats a little bit. You throw a bomb downfield and this guy makes a circus catch, jumping fucking 3 feet into the air and coming down with it over two defenders, that easily could have been a fucking interception if it wasn't for Devontae Parker catching that shit. So, like, is Zappy good? I'm not saying he's not good, but I don't think he's better than Mac Jones. And I feel like...
I know, they're just like...
He needs to...
A little hype going
They hyped him.
It,
like, obviously. Dude, I fucking went on social media and I saw... Zappily ever after, Zappy this, these fucking terrible fucking Zappy quotes. The cheesiest Zappy quotes you could possibly fucking imagine. But yeah, no, the quotes were fucking terrible. It was rough.
Yeah,
the fucking Zappy
like
fever. It was so cheesy. It was corny. You throwing the towel on fucking Mac Jones and next thing you know, everybody's up there with their cheesy fucking Zappy quotes. I'm sorry. It's fucking stupid. It's, that's why people don't like Patriots fans. Like, they're on, like, the next fucking
game. That was literally the exact... That was, like, the epitome of every fucking Patriots fan was that exact game.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. They prematurely give up on people, and they prematurely predict people's success all the time in New England.
Yeah, well, I think they thought that
Look at Cam Newton after fucking three games.
Mac Jones is like... They're acting like Mac Jones
was going to be... Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah, Mac Jones was the second coming of Tom Brady is how people were acting. It's like...
No, he was... Like, I always said, I thought Mac was going to be good, but there's never going to be another Tom Brady. New England's never going to have...
We'll be dead when there's another Tom Brady.
Yeah, no. Like, it's just not... Yeah. He's in a league of his fucking own when it comes to, you know what I mean, what he accomplished and everything else. Yeah. I always said, like, Mac Jones, if he plays for 10 years, I think he might go to the Super Bowl once or twice. Maybe win one, lose another one. I don't think he's ever going to be a guy that's going to win a bunch of rings and all that shit, but I think he's a good quarterback.
I think
Zappy
right.
is a pretty good quarterback. But see, that's the thing. You also got to look at what New England gave him for weapons. How many Pro Bowl wide receivers do you have on that team?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. He's got, you're talking about a guy working with bare minimum and putting up the numbers he did last year. You know, you gave him some people, you tried at least, but like you didn't get him like any A quality people. They didn't go out and get him anybody solid off of the market that was available on the market to get for wide receivers.
Yeah.
You know, really, you know, like besides Devontae Parker now, but you only had fucking three games with Mac Jones. And even him, it's not like he's a fucking A tier guy. You know, he's had one season in his whole career with 1,000 yards. The rest of them were kind of mediocre, got hurt here and there. But overall, he's a big dude. He's got some fucking talent. So for what Mac did with him, I thought was pretty fucking good. And it started feeling like the Patriots kind of went into their groove on defense when Zappy came in originally a few games back. But either way, I think the Zappy kid did a good job filling in, but I think it's Mac's job.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing again next week.
Let the fucking dude play. If Mac plays three more games and he plays absolutely atrocious,
I also
three,
think Mac Jones was hurt
him.
Still.
Huh?
Mac Jones is still hurt.
Oh yeah, he's still hurt.
Nobody.
You
took
look
that
at the images of like the freeze frames of his leg.
He
dude,
he was
happened.
Hurting, dude.
Yeah, he was hurt, dude. That looks so fucking painful.
Yeah, did you see this though? It was when Zappy first come out, right?
Yeah.
It might have been the first or the second drive, but he threw a big a long ass pass, yeah. And you see they showed Mac Jones,
yeah.
And you see him, he goes fuck, yeah. I don't know if you did. They showed him half a second. I geeked when I saw that. I was like, oh man, he knows he's out for the rest of the game now.
Oh man,
it was funny though because they didn't say anything about it, but they showed him for a split second, and I was like, oh shit.
And it was like literally only one of Zappy's good fucking passes, I'm sure. Yes, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was his second drive.
But that's the thing, man. Like the posts, were killing me. Don't worry, be Zappy. I'm like, fuck you, just stop. You know what I mean? Like the Zappy posts were fucking terrible. Everybody just hyped him up as soon as he came in. They didn't even give it a chance. And then they wait till the end of the game, and he fucking sucked the rest of the game.
Actually, what Jesse was just saying. So on ESPN2, they had the Mannings.
Yeah.
And Bill Burr was on it, and Bill Burr was saying that exact same thing. He was like, fucking. He's like. Come on. He's like, these fucking people, he's like, their turn code is out. Yeah. He's like,
yeah.
Dude, it was actually really funny. But they were kind of piling up on him. He's like, I remember me and my buddies went to the Bears Super Bowl. He goes, oh, what happened in that Super Bowl? He goes, all right, you didn't have to bring up every fucking Super Bowl with your brother and you. It was actually really funny. Then they had Vince Vaughn on, which was, he's a big Bears fan too, I guess. But that Manning cast is awesome, dude.
I like that.
Justin Fields had the fucking game of his career against the fucking Patriots. That dude has sucked
what a horrible
in every game.
Piece of oh, not him, but just it makes me sick that that was the game that made. Like, I hate that. Like, I know that Russell Wilson's gonna come out in the next couple weeks and just have a game. So people are like, see, Russell Wilson isn't as bad as I were. You know what?
Russell's the Colts so
did?
Bad
the Colts,
this year,
the Colts,
bro. They
the Colts
benched Matt Ryan.
Sat Matt for the year.
They
see
benched him for the rest of the year, Matt Ryan.
The year. Did they?
Because he was playing so bad. He had 9 touchdowns and 9 interceptions so far this year. But granted, he did have like 2 really good games, just the rest of his games were really bad. So it was like Russell Wilson's just consistently been playing terrible football.
Horrible.
Like horrible, bro. Way worse than I could imagine.
They signed him like he was going to be like...
Yeah, the guy.
And they signed him and he's like Matt Ryan.
And on other news, still fucking shocked, and it's crazy for me to still say this.
McCaffrey.
Geno Smith... is absolutely tearing it up.
Stop it with the Genos.
I fucking hate even saying it because why and how is this even a thing? How
Metcalf,
is Geno
Metcalf not hurt either? They were like scared he was going to be hurt this week.
Geno Smith, 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah, for the Seahawks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
1,700 passing
yards.
Metcalf
went out hurt. They thought he was going to be out for like the year. Yeah. It was only like a sprain. He's only out for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
McCaffrey to the fucking Niners. I know you were saying that a second ago.
Dude. Oh.
Yeah,
and actually, the Cowboys just picked up a great defensive
McCaffrey's
player
a beast.
McCaffrey's a beast. If he's
his
healthy.
Father, do you know his father played for the 49ers? It was only for a little bit, but his father played for the Broncos longer than any other team that he played for. His father was a beast. Christian McCaffrey's father. I don't know if you guys knew that. No. His father played in the NFL and was like a fucking beast of a wide receiver.
If you were Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers' father, would you be disappointed in the play they've been doing?
I'm going to be honest with you.
It made it worse that Aaron Rodgers had to wear that stupid yellow helmet.
I'm going to be honest with
you. Those things
you
are so ugly, dude. They look like fucking Mars Attacks.
It's weird. It's like things are just... I wouldn't be completely upset, honestly, if I was either one of them, because at the end of the day, it is a team sport, and the guy's going to make the fucking plays. But the Bucs are still in first in their division.
Which is horrible.
Wait. Tom Brady has... 1,900 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, 1 interception. No, just in general. Those are his stats. 8 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Not that as bad as I thought it was.
No, because he's having a good fucking year. It's just that the team... Mike Evans dropped a fucking 50-yard pass in the air,
bro. Crazy? They did that.
That would have been a 70-yard touchdown.
They did that, and that was like at the beginning of the game, and they never had another chance like that the whole game.
But know what? Sometimes when momentum hits like that, like you make that, that's like momentum. It puts everybody in a better...
I understand. It's just So on Sunday, I bet. I was like, oh, fucking...
Who would have thought they would have got blown out by the Panthers?
Dak Prescott's coming back. I took fucking Dak Prescott, anytime touchdown, 1.5. I'm like, dude, they ran every fucking touchdown. Every touchdown in. But it's one of those where I watch the game and I'm like, my team won, so I didn't really give a shit. But did they look as good as I thought they could look? They're ranked top 5 in the league right now. The defense is great. The defense didn't look that good this week against the Detroit Lions. Dak looked good, but he looked a little shaky. He didn't look like they ran the ball a lot. Zeke got fucking beat up a little bit in that game. But the defense, dude, the defense is fire.
Yeah.
Defense is fire. That team is gonna be there, I think.
You guys are good. I'm shocked at how good the Giants are too, though. That's kind of wild.
Yeah, dude. Cocky.
The Giants. You got
cocky.
So you guys went from having the weakest division to arguably the strongest division right now. Your division.
Yeah. Last year to this year, hell yeah.
But no, it's also kind of freaking me out how strong my division is. We're bottom dwellers. The Patriots are in the bottom.
Yeah, the Jets. Y'all playing the Jets this week.
No, the Jets are fucking playing ball, dude. Upset alert after upset alert. They're playing like a fucking squad, dude. They're on fire.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like this
Buffalo
week
is just a fucking
betting
nasty
wise,
team.
Like people, a lot of teams covered that shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah. And like we were talking about Aaron Rodgers earlier, right? He's got 11 touchdowns and 3 interceptions on the season.
They activated Sammy Watkins this week over there.
Oh, Sammy Watkins. That dude, you know, he's always been
You see Adrian Peterson get knocked out?
Oh, yes, I did. Of course. Oh. Yeah, he got caught clean.
Oh,
and it was towards the end. Like, that was they fought rounds.
Damn.
Yep. Yeah, no, he got fucking clocked, though.
Hasbulla, UFC. Yeah. He was in the ring this week.
Oh, no shit.
I want to see, like, a midget fight with him. Maybe he's not a midget. I shouldn't say that, but.
Hasbulla, yeah, he's fucking
aggressive.
He's funny,
very aggressive.
Dude. Have you follow him on social media?
Yes, on everything,
dude. Me too.
Did you see
me
the?
How about Jake Paul Anderson Halo? Silva? What do you think? What do you think?
Huh?
Anderson Silva, Jake Paul, Friday.
I don't know. Oh, did you see that Jake Paul sent out the video to what do you call
or
it the
Saturday?
Other day? Who's the heavyweight guy? The gypsy.
Oh, Tyson Fury.
Dude,
he put on the fat suit.
Dude,
yeah.
He's like, oh, these
I did
titties.
See that.
But he's trolling him bad because the videos that puts out are very funny and they get a lot of fucking views, the Gypsy King. Yeah. His videos are fucking nuts, dude. Yeah. Like Jake Paul's, everybody knows he's talking shit. When that guy puts out a video, it gets views because he's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And also, Tyson Fury's just literally arguably one of the baddest men on this planet.
It's so crazy. How
yeah. It's just like that's a bad
Devontae
fucking
Devontae Wilde is fighting somebody else, right? Coming up in the next
He just fought
weeks.
Him.
He just fought. Knocked him out in the first round.
Yeah, he knocked him right the fuck out.
Yeah,
knocked him out.
Stiffed him.
I know, I saw it.
One round, and that guy's an actual pretty good fucking fighter.
He knocked his ass the fuck out.
He starched him, bro. That was, like, scary. I thought he killed him.
Yeah, he didn't look good.
So you're not talking about the heavyweight shit enough, and obviously I didn't know anything about that because people don't talk about it enough. But is this, like, now he gets that, now, like, he could fight Tyson again, and no, like, that's over? Or, like, as a boxer that takes a loss against Tyson twice in a row, and you're, like, going down to other fights, is that weird now?
They're not going to fight each other again for a while. They may never fight each other
again. Does he
have
a belt still, Wilder?
No, but he will get a belt again. They're talking about some, like, up-and-coming possible matchups. He actually might have, like, a belt that was, like, vacated. I don't think it's, like, a major one, though. He lost his major title to Fury. Fury, though, man, I don't see anybody beating him. And if there's anybody that has the chance to beat him, if him and Wilder fought 10 times, I think Fury would win 8 out of the 10.
Really?
And I think it's because Wilder is just... Fury's one of the greatest boxers I've ever seen. And the fact that he's 6'9", could move the way he moves...
Wilder's
so smooth,
a technical, like...
And no, Wilder is just a puncher. Wilder has a good one,
actually,
too, and that is it.
He wasn't a big boxer, and then he came out at the end and went to the Olympics in, like, the first 3 years.
Wilder's right? Just known for being able, like, vicious knockout power, arguably the hottest puncher ever in the sport. He's, like, in that fucking category. His knockout percentage is ridiculous. Even every fighter that he's got in the ring with, he has put on the canvas at some point in time. He put Fury on the canvas multiple times in their last fight. Fury ended up TKOing him late, though. But their last fight was one of the greatest heavyweight fights ever, Wilder and Fury. So eventually,
in other words, like, boxing's coming back in some ways.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the big issue we're having right now is there's certain fights people want to see happen, and they're not making them happen, and it's strictly because of money. The money's there. It's just disagreements on how much this one should get paid or that one. Like, Errol Spence and Crawford, that fight needs to happen. Terrence Crawford, in my opinion, would win that fight. That needs to happen. You need Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder. That should have happened fucking 6 years ago as far as I'm concerned, but I still want to see it happen.
So there's definitely a lot of fights coming up as far as, like, boxing.
The heavyweight division stack.
I wish we, like, knew a little more. Maybe we'll, like, watch some boxing matches coming up, like Showtime shit or whatever, like, live, just to cover it a little bit more. Because I'm into, like, the new shit that's coming up, and these guys are nasty. There is, like, UFC fights that were big this week, and also... We can get into those. I almost feel like we should do something separate with that and like watch them because I don't know enough about that.
I haven't watched UFC in years.
I know there was some great fights that happened.
I don't watch it like I used to, but I do watch the highlights. Like I follow a lot of different pages on like Facebook and shit. And that's a lot of the time what I'll do is I get all my like fucking videos and shit like that from there when it comes to UFC.
Yeah,
I don't
need to definitely watch some of that and do like the Friday night, like get togethers and like do that shit. That'd be cool.
Yeah. No, the only reason why it doesn't work with me most of the time is because I have my daughter most of the time on Fridays. Like if it's another night or if it's a Friday that she happens to stay with her mother, then yeah. But like it's, you know.
Rough and Rowdy's coming back too.
We could record it and watch it later.
Yeah, we could do that. I'm sure
nobody would even know. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because that shit is fun.
Oh, we could just fight to the death.
All right. You can fight Donnie first.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Let's get into some music. Donnie's like, you've been away a long time. It's like the shortest Creed 3 movie ever. He's like, nah, man.
Told you guys.
All right, let's start. Let's go Do Better, Absol. And Zachary.
Absol's been away for a while. It's one of my favorites. Like, the TDE. Twins with your eyes. Blind. He's blind.
Said I gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta pick up the pieces and master the puzzle upon us. Look the man in the mirror in the eye and be honest. Slow down time, get back in line with my chakras. Reach for the galaxy, leave stardust for thus after me. Enter the void, fill in the cavity. Risk the reward if that's how it has to be. I gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta do everything in my power to try to do what gotta do. Ride the tide, don't fight with the current that guided you. Melt the ice, round the furnace burning inside of you. I gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta do better. There's nothing they can do that I can't do better. Better yet, there's nothing I can do that I can't do better. Yeah, I'm better. I said I'm better.
I gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta. Gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta, gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta. Gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta, gotta do better, gotta do better today. Gotta do better before it's too late.
Shade stuck to my face, hoodie glued to my head. Hiding from the same world that made me who I am. Deep rest, can't even get out of bed. Too blessed to be so stressed. I do all this shit just to say get off my deck. Mixed emotions prohibit my focus. This what you wanted, what's wrong with you? You don't make sense. Feel like I could flip at any moment. Face is playing and it's fucking with me. Doing drugs was just a war with boredom, but it's sure to get me. Lord forgive me. Amen. Wear the crown of thorns for sport. I'm just waiting for a stone to hit me. Relationship on the rocks, my family y'all concerned. My homie still on the block, getting it off the curb. I'm stricken by survivor's guilt, I'm getting it off of words. Word. Come on, Herb.
You gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta. Gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta. Gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta. Gotta do better, I gotta do better, I gotta. Gotta do better, gotta do better today. Gotta do better before it's too late.
That's my rap name. Algae Rhythms. Jack Skins.
Gotta do better.
I feel like, was he on Rhymesayers at one point, like a long, long time ago?
No.
I think I'm thinking someone else.
He was always with Kendrick and TDE.
All right. This is G's. This is what G has on right now.
Is G a robot?
I don't know, but I kind of like his music lately. All right, let's listen to. Yes, I can see you, see you, see you. Oh, I'm into it. All right, this is Mount Westmore, hey, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, and
I know you niggas about to do it big.
Too big. Uh-huh. And Snoop Dogg and Ice Cube. It's some West Coast shit.
Yeah.
When's this from? Big.
When?
I do it too big.
Like 2 days ago, I think.
I do it too big.
Yeah.
Too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big. I do it too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big.
Too big. Like MC Hammer, hype man. Hype man. Lit. Like thundering and lightning.
Oh, and fucking Chicken. E-40.
Like Foster Farmer, Tyson. Tyson. More jury than a judge.
I feel like it should be 2002 right
like
now.
The clash of the Titans. Two bitches get
Mount Westmore, baby.
I kick a nigga ass with my left foot, but slap the shit out of nigga with my right hand.
She said it's too big. Damn, nigga, you knock off too big.
I love it.
Oh, shit. I had to say I'm sorry. Little red Corvette, now it's a Ferrari.
We don't want her. Take her back. You can come get her. We keep going like some old ass young nigga. Smoke too much. Fuck too much. We having too much fun, but it's not enough.
I do it too big. I do it too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big. I do it too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big.
A snotty nose get a little child.
Little child.
I've been in the game for a while.
For a while.
They love me in the Bay and Southern Cal.
Southern Cal.
Rappers smoke up on my game like a ShamWow.
20 plus years, yeah, I'm legendary.
Like
always go big when it's necessary. You doing what? I'm smoking on that Cali when I'm pulling up certified, true enough.
Here I come, return of the Shogun. I'm a giant, C54 bum. I'm defiant. You a client, you still a customer, we in a riot.
If you meet one of us, it's like heaven. You wanna hang out with a legend.
Dream.
If you meet all four, you might poop.
Shit.
You think you cool enough to smoke?
I do it too big.
I fucking love Too Short.
I do it too big.
What?
I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big, too big, too
my
big.
Poop.
I do it too
you
big.
The poop line. Shitting on him.
I do it too big.
Called the shit poop.
Yeah. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big, too big, too big. I do it too big.
Too much gang for the brain.
For the brain.
I can sell the stock exchange some chain.
Some chain.
I own three or four different strains.
Different strain.
You can find me at the shooting range.
Shooting range.
Bigger pants with bigger pockets to hold a nigga stash and a couple rockets. Just in case
Snoop is smooth as fuck, though. I love Snoop.
Catch him in the morning while he trying to jaw.
And if we catch you in the morning, it won't be a warning. It might be a dormant. Nigga, we important. Extra large, wide as the boulevard. Bold guard, blow you out like a pulling guard.
You fucking like up if you think I'm lame. I got it. You ain't gotta give me game. Tell him, slow your roll. Calm down, you got a studio. We got compounds.
I do it too big.
Too short, it's fell off.
I do it too big, too big.
Excuse that, it might be the doorman.
Yo, I like Ice Cube.
Dude, Ice Cube is nice.
Yo, he's still
big
nice.
Big three. Big three.
Yeah, Ice Cube's still nice. All right, this is a
might
good
might be the dorm.
This is another one from you. I ain't going to hold you. I can't even say it.
Dude, this is a new Jeezy. Like,
you love
Jeezy
it? 2000. I thought he retired.
Dude, this is DJ
I thought
Drama.
He retired.
Yeah, but this is DJ Drama, Jeezy, like old school. The only thing I had is fentanyl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You talking about fentanyl?
Snowman.
Snowman.
We back.
Yo,
again.
Snowman.
We talking quality music.
I ain't gonna hold you.
We the originators. Let's go.
Oh, I need a system.
To feel like I got the world on my shoulder. Remind me of winning up them boulders. Catch me in that all white thing, chilling at the red light, top down.
Okay,
and
I can get down with this.
What about that raw old AP?
I'm gonna go beat somebody up now.
You rolling with a real when the mix really.
Is this in Creed 3?
I know you. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, your boy love bipolar. Half general, half soldier. Yeah, got a handful of hair. Why I hit it from the back? Why a real nigga blowing on some doze? Yeah, I'm gonna fold her. When I get done, I'm a motor. Same time, keeping my composure. If she keep making them faces, keep talking to me right in the morning, I'ma roll her back over. Playtime's over. Can't give you motherfuckers closure. Real niggas only know poses. If you really got it out the mud, like the rollie on your wrist, knock the motherfucking dirt up off your shoulders. I ain't gonna hold you. Nigga really got it with the soda. Really hit them Ninas in the motor. Yeah, nigga really made them deals on the first and the third. Cause a nigga really try to hit his quota. What you know about that odor? Yeah, nigga came from the cold. Now I'm legal like Tony Mottola. Yeah, I really came through the hood in that all white lamb. And the first one to do it like soda.
told you, I ain't gonna hold you. Nigga came through and all black, motherfucker thought I played for the Raiders. Talking to a street nigga, yeah, turn real estate mover, ain't no telling what I paid for the maker. All about that paper, never been no hating in my nature. Don't make me Louis V. Suitcase. Make a nigga cry, got so much money in the
safe.
You gon' think a motherfucker when it makes you. Can't let him break you, nah, nah, you can't let him break you. Now you can't let these motherfuckers snake you. Nigga, when this rap shit done, get that magic toss some money like that nigga when he done with the Lakers. I ain't gon' hold you. Everything I did, I done told you. Everything I said, I done showed you. Did this one for my day one. Nigga, say what you say, can't say a nigga ain't growed you. Name a nigga cold. Matter of fact, name a nigga bold. Matter of fact, let me nigga fold. Talking about the
B.I.G. I know. I've been wanting to put a system in my truck, and now I really want to.
People had systems when this shit came out. DJ Drama,
yeah.
Jeezy.
That's it. I need a system.
Honestly,
that's it.
I thought it was fire.
Yeah, me too.
The whole album actually is fire.
I believe it. I believe it because
now I'm putting a system in my truck.
I haven't listened to him in years.
Jeezy was good. Like, man, when his first, like,
dude,
some motivation 101,
bro,
was a banger.
So fucking good though.
Banger,
so good.
But then it got like the cult. He was like the Nickelback of rap a little bit. You're like, yeah, all
right. Yeah.
Like you had R. Kelly, like he's a soldier.
All right, I'm gonna do a throwback. This is Nas and Kool G Rap, Fast Life.
Oh shit.
The time has come. We gotta expand. Cooperation. Distribution. New York. Chicago.
L.A.
L.A. We gotta set our own mark and enforce it.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. A team that's getting cream. With shells and fish scales from triple beams. I clean. Living a life for rally. Packing 50 calories. Rocking lizard valleys. While we do a drug deal in a dark alley. Up in casinos. Just me and my Dino Primo. Pushing Beamos. Then Pauly Arino with two Valentinos. Nas, he runs the whole staff. We count math and steam baths. We've seen half a milli Jackson out there on the Queens half. Three major players getting papers by the layers. And those that betray us on the block. They rock like Amadeus. Fakers get used to shooting targets. Soon as the darkest. Front on the drug market. Parties get rolled up in the carpet. Those are cheaters trying to beat us. We got hookers with heaters that'll straight popping. Put more shows in your top than Adidas. The leaders looking straight to me and a Giorgio Armani's. You want a homie and us? You got to come get through a whole army. The CeeLo rollers, money bowlers, sipping bowler, holding that payola. Slinging the coke without the cola. Me and Black don't fake jokes, but we might sling one. It ain't no shame in our game. We do our thing, son.
Living a fast life with fast cars. Everywhere we go, people know who we are. A team from out of Queens with the American dream. So we're plotting up a scheme to get the seventh figure green. Living a fast life with fast cars. Everywhere we go, people know who we are. A team from out of Queens with the American dream. So we're plotting up a scheme to get the seventh figure green.
Yo, I got guns from Italy, smoke trees considerably. Mint state and green, it seems as where all my niggas be. The ghetto misery, shootouts and liquor stores. A perpendicular angle of the clout war. Police searching up my Lexo, but who's petrol? My tech blows straight off the roof to test your respect. Oh, but don't respect me, it got me handcuffed. The rough life, I just be up nights, breathing with scuff nights. Pour my beers for my peoples under the stairs. These years, I got they names in my swears. Private Cristal, like it's my first child. Liquor shots, holiday style. Rockin' steel sweaters while I be down. 24 carats, counting cabbage like the Arabs. The marriage of me and the mic is just like magic. Elegant performance, bubble X full insurance. Guzzling Guinness, shooting, catching cases concurrent. It's Nas, 700 wise, King Solomon size. We on the rise, me and G ghetto wise guys. The Luciano, Frankie Yeo, Bugsy Siegel. Green papers with eagles from a trade that's illegal.
Girl, you got to make it happen. Yeah, yeah. Get this money, yeah. Brother, you've got to make it happen. When you're living in the fast life. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, my lifestyle's exquisite. Yeah, yo, like a blizzard.
It's quiet, tire standing on ground with one pivot.
Two players rocking silk, blazers and diamonds like glaciers.
Lands with name brand seats reclining like a spacious.
Bodies on ice.
Living tripe, rolling fixed up dice.
Gambling grants,
handling stamps,
moves and shites.
My bank rolls, got the cops coming in plain clothes.
Trying to arraign a game because of a fame that's how the game goes.
True.
Right out the slammer with the fame and glamour. Cooking up grams with armor hammer, supplying scramblers in Alabama.
Rub out faces and leave no traces. My aces got mad body cases, preserved spaces at the horse.
races, serving as Don Vivo Clico. Dimes look magnifico, putting it cut in Saporico. Heat for foes, shopping sprees with my fleet for clothes and Caribbean sweets, deep ripping beats for flow.
Hey yo, we went from standing on blocks, went out to stock, selling rocks to picking up stock at both docks with Glocks. It got poppy seed fields with $1 million deals, packing on the blue steel. We keep surreal inside the battlefield.
Yeah, so here's a toast to the funds and things. Gun smokes and rings, graveyards is buried with kings. Kings, 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 kings.
Living a fast life with fast cars. Everywhere we go, people know who we are. A T from out of Queens with the American dream. So we're flying up a ski and get the seven-figure cream.
Living a fast life with fast cars.
I wish the two of them did more songs together. That's the only one they have together.
They haven't done one since that. 96.
Yeah, no, that was the
that
only
was
one.
What, 95?
96.
It was, I don't know what year. It was 90s. I'll look it
if
up.
If you're saying the fast life, you didn't have a cell phone yet. I wish we had a fast life. Like, yeah,
it had to be. I would probably say 96 would probably be a good guess.
Let me see. I'm
mid-90s.
Up right now. Yeah, I'm guessing 95.
Right, why don't I just click on it?
Oh, shit. 95.
Yeah, I just clicked. I'm like, why didn't I just click on it? That whole album's actually fire. 4, 5, 6, Cool G Rap, that's a banger.
I haven't listened to the whole album. So
that whole dude, Cool G Rap is just a beast. Either way. All right.
That's a banging track, though.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. This is a good one. Cameron, Mason, Jadakiss.
Talk about 96.
Dude, Gorilla, Lion, Hyena. You heard this?
They had a tour going on. They canceled it.
Is this new?
This just came out.
They had a tour going on and then Mace dissed Diddy for not paying him and they canceled
the
whole tour.
We talked about that and I was like, why is he even...
I'm honestly very curious.
It's fire.
It's fire?
Actually, Mace even kills him.
Yo, we'll talk about it after the song.
Uh-oh. Y'all ready?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Still moving reckless. I snatch you right out your Lexus. I'm moving blocks like it's Tetris. 100,000 for breakfast. Yeah. I'm praying the Lord protect us. God bless us. We make a profit. The coppers, they want to stop it. The DA, he trying to knock it. He passing the judge the doc. Yes. Surveillance, they show me copy. Then pulling off in the rocket. Smiling. Think they got it to sell. They will not just lock it. The case, they should have just chopped it. The jewelry all in my pocket, baby. Bogart like Humphrey. In New York, I'm a monster. In Malibu, I be comfy.
Yes.
I be finding it funny the way I'm doing these dummies. Cause I was moving like Bumpy when y'all was doing the hump. SUVs for the speed bumps. Champagne for the days that our dinner was free lunch. When I wore an outfit, took it back, got a refund. Now what's happening? Yeah, bitch, free run. It's me, boo.
Yeah, don't let these niggas get the best of you. I need every penny, so I'm bagging up the residue. Tell them no, then they gon' get quiet and think less of you. But I was rolling loud way before there was a festival. Don't overreact, that's them broke niggas testing you. They don't even ask how many with us, they just let us through. Live or die, sooner or later, what you expect to do. Still alive, but you brain dead, you a vegetable. For now, all I have is my word and my testicles. Cartier bracelets, the watch and the spectacles. Money does a lot, but nowhere near what respect could do. Playing man, just know who you guarding and who checking you. Move around with a couple nines and a tech or two. Long kiss goodnight, just imagine what a peck could do. Yeah, and now word from our sponsors. Mace, Killer, and Kiss, the three-headed monster.
Now you know you Ted talking with a guru.
Yeah.
I stay sticking dogs like I'm voodoo.
Shimon.
Fresh off a jet, Honolulu with your boo boo. Talk spicy, let them soup you. I knock a half of your noodle,
go.
Nigga.
Go.
Yeah, Coachella closer with the yellow go. Rover. If go. We ain't beefing over bras, what's the hell is over? I roll this nice ting with the coldest I've seen.
Yeah.
Shit like COVID, nigga, hole is 19. Yeah, fire truck, lift him up if he do not give it up. Young bull with the nick like Tom Thibodeau. Shot hit the windshield, shit rip through the tibia. This type of nigga make the day room Lydia. Cops watch like a cocaine conspirator.
Yeah.
Name one wittier, more fox than Vivica. Yeah. Shot hot, chlamydia, get top. No trivia, get slop, no Nivea. Wrong move on Mason, your shit bag be shittier. I bank large, yeah. Take charge like I was the next kingpin distributor. Yeah, you riding dick, scream giddy up. Ducking all the DEA, ATF particulars. I'm like a nigga, faded waves, wearing Cardi's in jail. Like I graduated from jailhouse curriculum. Even niggas sporting new now, never get slick with them. Murder and killer, we did it bigger than rich in them, nigga. Yeah.
Starting today, and from now on, I shall call you MA Dollar.
They let Mace finish the song longer than everybody else. Right?
I will say this.
They had 16, he had 18.
His verse
right?
wasn't for me.
I will
right,
say this.
Yeah, everybody else had a 16, he had 8.
Mace,
like they had a
Mace, if you need somebody to make you sound better, hit me up because you sound like
I
you record
like
that on your
no,
cell phone
like
in
that's
the closet.
His shit, though. I feel like his yeah. shit is like kind of sounding rap.
I feel
no,
like Jada
like
like
had
shit.
The hottest verse.
Huh?
I feel like Jada had
yeah,
the hottest
I think Jada
verse. I feel like Cam did.
Yeah,
Jada. All
I felt like Cam, I feel like Jada always has the hottest verse. So Cam came with such a hot verse first.
Maybe
curse and
oh shit.
But that was a dope.
Yeah, I sent it. To
I
you.
Like. I know what's funny to me. I like hearing because Cameron's flow obviously came from like Mace is so like Mace is Mace is like special, like special, like it's like a mumble almost. Like, you know oh what I mean? You never see. Remember when he did Window Shopper?
Are you saying he's developmentally disabled?
Yes. People that? Said that for years.
Really? I never
yeah,
heard that.
Bro. Like, for years. Window Shopper came out when he was with 50 Cent. And
I never heard nobody say that about me.
Yeah.
Except
yeah,
for you. I've heard one person say it's you.
Look it up. Look it up.
I'll look. All right. I'll look it up. What am I going to look up? Mace?
Don't say the word. Mace.
If I type it, is that okay?
Special.
Oh my God! So I gotta
Mace
say,
on the spectrum.
I have to say the word. So the first thing that comes up is on Reddit. It says thoughts on Mace. Does anyone remember the rumor that he was 30% retarded? That's the first thing that popped up on Google.
I mean, so there's three
things. Sorry, I had to say.
So there's three things. Is that there's the Katy Perry blink from the other night?
I saw that.
You see that, Donnie? You're a conspiracy theorist. I know you've seen it.
I would say, listen.
Did you see it?
I don't believe in all conspiracy theories.
Did you see
bro.
The blink?
I
yes,
saw the blink.
I saw
right.
the blink.
Okay,
yes.
okay. Oh, wait.
A little weird, right?
It could have. Yeah, was it weird? Yeah, it was weird. But
so
could
wait,
it have been
acting?
Could
it hold
have
on,
been,
hold on, wait. Oh,
that's
so,
what I was just about to say. Could it have been acting?
What happened before?
I only saw that she did a wink. What happened?
I heard
no,
she
like hit her head like, and it like. Dude, it wasn't like a funny.
Went
I don't
her,
know if
no,
you,
no,
if
it was
you
her,
did that.
She
shit.
Wasn't poking her head. She was like fixing her eye, and it kept shutting.
Katy Perry eye malfunction. Yeah. Here,
dude, it's yeah. not hitting her eye. She's like hitting a button on the side of her head.
Oh,
she's a robot.
Yeah.
I don't. I
cocaine
don't,
chlamydia.
I don't think she's
hold
a
on,
robot.
Right here.
But
look it up.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Was acting.
I don't know, dude.
She's an actor.
All right, so you're
she's calling, not an actor.
Wait,
she's
you're
a singer.
You call me the conspiracy like theorist, and you think
no,
this
was two.
Yeah,
actually,
robot,
this week
bro.
I had two for you. I actually wrote it down. I was like for Donnie because that I never forwarded that shit, but that shit was weird.
Maybe she just got Botox that day.
Well, that's
no,
what.
But it's like kind of a.
That's
little
what a lot of
that.
People were like. Some people were saying it was Botox. Some people were saying it was Bell's palsy. It was all sorts of shit.
No shit. And, she ain't Conway. No, that's not Westside.
Didn't Justin Bieber have it?
No, so that was another one. Yeah, Justin Bieber did it. The same thing. The same movement.
No, but I'm saying, didn't Justin Bieber have Bell's palsy? Is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Whatever happened to when someone just bites a head off a bat on stage like a fucking real rock star?
He moved to London.
We don't have
He's
real
out.
Rock
yeah,
stars.
Yeah, let's spit
anymore.
Some blood and bite
very,
heads off a bat.
Very few are real rock stars.
Yeah,
there are real
on.
Rock stars out there, but they're just not
and
making
the other
the millions
one,
like
with the fake eye twitching. I go up there and kill a
and
fucking
the only,
pig
the
or something.
The only other one this week, and I was like, actually, I'm like, I don't want to get Donnie into a head spinning on, but the Kanye West shit.
Oh, we didn't even talk about that.
I watched the video, right? So in 3 days, he got himself out of every contract that, like, keeps him upheld for, like, the next 10 years. So he's, like, saying that all these people are so fucked up in Hollywood and in the fashion industry that they can't, like, do... He looked up Bell Paul.
No, no, I'm just saying. No, no, like you just type it in. It's a real thing that's going on right now. Bieber's face is fucked up.
If you type in Chuck has a small dick, it's going to come up. No, I didn't say it.
Is it like?
No, these are like a ton of articles. It's just like what I'm saying is
I understand that, but it looked a little weird, no?
I think it looked like acting to me. I just watched it.
I'm saying what's going on with him.
The Kanye thing.
I'm saying what's going on with him and what's going on with her is different. Chuck's over here saying they're fucking robots. I'm saying he might have
I
think she's just an actor.
She might be just acting.
Actress, though, unless she's...
She's on stage acting every night singing. What are you talking about?
But is it realistically...
That's like saying wrestlers aren't actors. They act every night.
Yeah, but they never could pull off the robot thing.
Dude, oh, my eyes open. I just did it.
Kane, the undead.
Yeah, come on. Like, that wasn't hard to do.
I don't know, dude. It was a little weird. But
she had like all like metal pieces on, like she was dressed like a robot.
Yeah, she had her fucking microphone in her chest piece.
Yeah, dude, and she had like all like cans on her tits. She looked
all
like
saying
she was.
This dude was weird.
I'll still bang her.
But honestly, that wasn't a question.
I don't fucking know, man. It could be anything. It could be her
the
acting.
Kanye shit,
it could
dude.
Be.
No, right, no,
go
set,
on the Kanye.
Yo,
yeah, let's go into some real shit.
Fuck it, let's go on the Kanye. Why not?
I'm still not buying the Yeezys.
No, he can't sell them.
Well, did you
Adidas
see?
Adidas dropped them.
Did you see what Adidas put
everybody
up?
Dropped them today. Everybody. Def
did
Jam,
you see what?
Everybody dropped them, but this is like what he said he wanted to do to like drop. But there's like conflicting. I have conflicting views on it. I think he's also crazy, but I also think
he's
like
also
saying
a genius.
Like, do what you can to me. Fuck you. Cancel me. And I'm still going to be like here.
Yeah.
So it's like conflicting.
No,
but I get what everybody wants to say.
Did you see Adidas? Did you see this one?
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, I took a picture of it actually on my phone. Da-na-na!
Did you see that?
But they're still going to remain there to sell his shoes and make money for years.
Yeah.
They have a contract with him for years.
Yeah, no, he is going to make money. He's one
he
of the richest.
He got dropped by Def Jam, but he's still going to like, it's still going to be like.
Doesn't he have his own record label?
Wait. He's literally one of the richest men in the world. He's one of the richest men in our country. That's like a fucking definite.
And it's like weird because he's like fake weird money rich because no one was like poor 2 years ago. They're like, oh, Kanye's
but
poor.
Like,
yeah, they say that about everybody.
Yeah, that's...
But it's just like, I just feel like he's like a dude. I don't know. It's like they're like manipulating him.
Look at all
the
shit that, all
the
contracts he had. Think about how much money he had. All these places that are dropping him now. Think about how much money he made off of them. He was more of a businessman first and like a rapper second.
Yeah,
he made
it
in the rap business first.
He's doing all this for a reason.
But, huh?
I feel like he's doing all this.
Yeah, probably. He is definitely crazy.
But then somebody else said,
they're
like, Kanye, you gained weight. Your wife dumped you.
Like, what I'll say, the best way I could describe Kanye is, the guy has done and said some really fucked up shit over the years, but he is also an absolute fucking genius.
Yeah.
Like to the fucking point.
But he's saying anti-Semitic shit.
Like obviously that's...
also is like, yo, anybody could say like shit against African Americans any day. He's like,
yeah.
He's just like manipulating the vocabulary of it, but
he's a rapper.
He's fucking, I mean, I don't know. He's nothing short of a weird genius.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't every genius a weirdo?
Yeah, they're very.
I'll
eccentric.
Still click on every fucking thing they put out with his name on it just to see what the fuck this dude says.
Yeah, and honestly, he's put out some brilliant.
And every
shit
time
over
he says something, I'm like,
he really has. His first couple rap albums were two of the best rap albums ever.
They're fire.
I even liked fucking 808 and Heartbreaks. I thought that shit was fucking pretty good
the
too.
The best one is Fantasy.
The very first one, College Dropout, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
that's the best.
That's fucking.
Well,
phenomenal.
I like Twisted Fantasy. The fourth album?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Not even sure. I really don't know. I stopped like kind of following after a little while. Might have been even
obviously
that one that I didn't like.
About right now,
but I was always a Kanye fan. With his music until like he started getting like it was after like the fucking Heartbreaks album where it was just getting to be a bit much for me.
Mm.
Started kind of falling off. Like that one was good, but it wasn't fucking great like the first couple were.
I just feel like he's a musical genius. I mean,
he's a musical genius, and he
put him up there with it.
Yeah,
I'm listening to like everything he puts out.
Yeah, no,
just
I'll
click on it at least.
I'll give it a listen. You know, any Kanye song somebody wants to show me, I'll fucking check it out. I was very disappointed with his and when him and Jay-Z did the collaboration album. I thought that was
fucking, that was good. The first one,
I thought there was only a few good songs.
The Frank
off of
Ocean
it.
Song?
I was
banging.
I was I liked
I
the Otis Redding track.
Then.
The Otis Redding track was fire.
What? It's because Jay-Z's song.
Yeah, Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z's terrible. I can't. I just don't
Let's
like Jay-Z.
Let's get into the last song and wrap up the episode.
All right, yeah, we're going on Yeah, we were just talking about Kanye and shit.
Fucks. All right.
Conspiracy theories. Like.
I'm trying to make some money to feed my Jesse.
All right,
Jesse,
so we'll get into the last Jesse. Song. Is Role Model Millie's, which I'm sure this is not a role model song. He's like, yo, I'll sell drugs.
Actually, he's kind of inspirational.
I like
it. Go stupid.
Cali in the hills right now. Yeah. Wash away my sins with that dirty water. Grew up with the stick of kids and the drug importers. Y'all dropped dimes, we told the nickels and we slung them quarters. Now my passport blasted, I cross 100 borders. That merch been selling like it's meth, we trying to cover orders. My old heads ain't teach me shit, they was fucking snorters. Out of line, I heard you gossiping on court recorders. My life ilmatic, it was written, got my only author salutations. Life or death, we made evaluations. Self-made, no longer seeking, no one's validation. 100 bottles in them clubs that we valet the raising. I learned that love and hate's the same thing. All adjacent, can't get complacent. I got bills to pay. Fuck them if they feel away. Exactly what my killer say. I signed it with my soul. They cashed me out a couple mil today. My youngins in them streets. I flew them out so they don't drill today. And it's so hard to be a role model while I'm fighting with my own demons. Pouring out this gold bottle. I was all alone scheming. I took them streaming checks and spent it on these stones gleaming. Out of touch, might cut my phone off for the whole week. Isolated from the world, sometimes I stay in my bubble. Firearm in my possession, 100K in this stuff. My mama told me count your blessings. You got angels above you. I'm out of touch and I keep stressing, trying to stay out of trouble. Saying my prayers, I'm on a lonely road, I'm sliding. Putting these drugs into my body till I'm vibing. 40 on me in this coupe, this world is violent. I know.